If you need to know how to do something, whether it's crocheting or traversing a mountain wall, a quick search on the internet will probably find your solution these days. There are so many different how-to type guides that virtually all subjects are covered, because if you're enthusiastic about a subject, one of the greatest pleasures you can get is from explaining it to somebody else and showing them how to do it. So you'll find lots of enthusiasts have posted online how-to guides in their various passion-based subjects. So a quick search and you can find what you need. Sometimes they're in video format, sometimes they're in blog post format, but these days there are other options. If you have a mobile device of some description, then there are apps which allow you to create how-to guides. There's How-To on the Android platform, and there's also SnapGuide, which is on the iOS platform. Now, the idea is very simple. You have in your mobile device an onboard camera. So it's a matter of taking a few snapshots or maybe even videos and then adding to them some explanatory text which illustrates how to do the particular activity you're describing. And it's pretty much as simple as that. With these types of apps, you just need to create an account, and then having done that, you can create your first guide. You can take your photographs in order, or you can order them later on. You can add your text immediately after each photograph and attach it to the photograph, so to speak, or you can do that later on. You can add a commentary in some of the apps. The whole idea is making the tutorial creation process incredibly easy. When you've completed that, it's a matter of just publishing it to the web, and for that you're going to need an internet connection, obviously. Once the app's been uploaded, then it goes into the gallery with all the rest, and it can become searchable, so it's available for other people to view. So in a classroom context, maybe we can be using these devices as consumption devices, but more importantly as creation devices. So rather than a how-to do something, it could be providing a visual and a rich media way of reporting back on an activity that you've been involved with, whether it's a science experiment that you've been doing, whether it's a piece of artwork you've been creating, or a piece of music, or a place that you've visited that you want to describe. Then all of those are possible by using these how-to style apps. Definitely worth exploring, and possibly any subject could make use of these this type